That's one of the scriptures that kind of just once in a while would just say, when you're ministering to somebody, just, you know, don't understand that. Just, you know, we always say, well, God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and His ways are higher than our ways. And so we learn from that. It's called faith. In verse 2 of chapter 55, it says this. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen, I will tell you where to get food that is good for the soul. And the commentary that I have in my Bible, talking about money. We think about money. Jesus talked more about money than he did anything else, really, when you come right down to it. So this is what it says. We, us, you and me, you and me and you and I, are we become we. We often try to solve problems by throwing money at them. But the soothing effect of the last purchase soon wears off, and we feel driven to go and buy something else. When we feel driven to do that, the Bible recognizes that money is necessary, surely, for survival, but it also warns against the love of money. Matthew 6, 1 Timothy 6, and Hebrews 13. Love of money is sinful because it leads us to a place of our trust in money rather than God to provide our security. How tragic that is when we spend so much time and energy seeking satisfaction from money and possessions and so little seeking after God, who is the true source of our covenant relationship.